Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Britain's Prime Minister is in trouble. The end of free return. And Brandi Carlile. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Feel it. We're going to have a great show tonight. Slapping is going professional. The Girl Scouts are balling out, and England is having buyer's remorse. Plus, here to talk about her new album, Brandi Carlile is joining us on the show, everybody. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Before we get into the big stories, let's catch up on a few other things going on in the world. Starting with big news coming out of the world of sports. The NFL has announced that for the first time ever, the league will schedule a game on the day after Thanksgiving, aka Black Friday. Yeah. And I'm surprised that they're doing this because I thought that the NFL would be busy on Black Friday scouting Walmart for new talent, you know? That grandma would just tackle that kid, let's get her a 2-year deal. Also, I love how the league made this big announcement like it's a genius idea. Wow, football on a Friday. Yeah, it's football. Put it on any day, it works. It's football. It's like, ooh, sex on a Tuesday. Yeah, brilliant idea. It's good whenever. Don't overthink it. In money news, the U.S. Mint is about to release new quarters featuring 1930s actress Anna May Wong, the first Asian American to ever appear on American currency. Yeah. Which is great news for representation and great news for bad tippers. Yeah, it's just gonna be like, you only tipped me a quarter? It's like, wow, okay, I didn't know I was dealing with a racist. Which quarter? In international news, British Prime Minister Liz Truss is now officially the lowest polling prime minister in British history and is now in danger of losing her job after only 6 weeks. Yeah. When asked for comment, she said, any woman can break the glass ceiling. I'm proud to have shattered the glass floor. All right, let's move on to some of the biggest stories of the day, starting with the Girl Scouts of the USA. You know, the Sinaloa cartel of baked goods. After years of struggling with falling membership and sinking revenues, one Girl Scout has stepped in with the ultimate good deed.
The Girl Scouts of the USA just received their largest donation ever by a single person. Billionaire philanthropist Mackenzie Scott just donated $84.5 million to the organization. The Girl Scouts leadership says that the money will help them recover from the pandemic, which drove down membership. Scott has donated some $12 billion to charities since 2019.
Thanks to Mackenzie Scott, the Girl Scouts are now balling out of control. Which is great. It really is great, because the Girl Scouts do an amazing job of training a new generation of leaders, providing a community. Although I will say they've got to be careful, you know, because this kind of money could easily change your vibe. Yeah, this year they're earning badges for computer coding and rock climbing. Next year, it's going to be badges for crystal popping and tax evasion. It's going to be like, Meredith, for discovering that the Cayman Islands are superior to Panama, we award you this. Obviously, I'm joking, right? The girls are still going to be selling cookies. They're just going to be doing it out of the back of a Bentley now. Just like, buy them or not, we don't care either way, you broke-ass bitch. And as for Mackenzie Scott, how can you not love this woman, huh? Because she's exposing what billionaires don't want you to realize. A billionaire's are always like, if you raise my taxes even a little bit, how will I have the money to feed all of my private jets, huh? But think about it, Mackenzie Scott has only been a billionaire for 3 years, and she's already given away $10 billion, more than her ex, Jeff Bezos, has given away his entire life. And get this, she's still a billionaire. Don't forget that. Yeah, it just goes to show how much good you can do when your main priority isn't going to space in a giant metal penis. There are things you can do. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to some big sports news. For decades, boxing dominated the world of prize fighting. Then, MMA came along with a roundhouse kick and became a worldwide phenomenon. And now, we might be witnessing the birth of a new era.
Slap fighting, it's become a viral sensation over the past few years, and now UFC president Dana White is starting a league.
He got approval yesterday for it to be a licensed athletic competition in Nevada. His Power Slap League will be regulated by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. And as you can guess, slap fighting features two competitors across from one another throwing slaps with open hands to each other's faces. The sport has been around for several years, but never regulated until now.
Yeah, that's right. Slapping is about to become an official sport. And those big dudes might be the champs for now, but it's only a matter of time before the sport is dominated by immigrant moms. Feet on their couch! Feet on their couch! And you know, I don't know about you, but I am excited to see how the Nevada Athletic Commission plans to regulate the rules of the sport. Like, are you allowed to flinch? You know, can I use my moves from school? Is Will Smith the reigning champ? Is that how it works? You know what I would propose? I would propose to make the sport more exciting. You know how in wrestling they trash talk, right, to get people going? And then in boxing, they do the weigh in where they challenge each other and they say things. What they should do for slap fighting is they should have each fighter say something first that warrants them getting slapped, you know? Just like, I never liked your mother's cooking. And by the way, I like that there are more and more sports that divorced men can excel at. Huh? Getting slapped, eating 100 hot dogs. You realize we're basically 2 weeks away from there being a sport that's just sleeping on your friend's pull-out couch, right? Just 4 days, and he's still on the couch. People, this is why he's the GOAT. Can you see this? And before you're one of those people who's like, you know, this is a bizarre idea for a sport. Is it really a sport? Every sport sounds ridiculous when you first hear about it, all right? I mean, isn't that a real sport? Every sport's not a real sport. Pick any sport, like NASCAR, huh? Imagine that first conversation. So we're all gonna drive really fast in a big circle? Yeah. But what if I lose control and crash into the wall? Well, that's what we're all hoping for. Right, and finally, everyone knows that the internet has made shopping easier than ever. You know, sometimes I get packages without even ordering. Yeah. I mean, sure, they accidentally put the boxes on my neighbor's stoop, but hey, it's free, I can't complain. But this year, it looks like online shopping will be a little less easy than before.
Well, as holiday shopping season approaches, you may find something a little bit different this year. Returning gifts may not be so easy or cheap anymore.
Buyers beware. Free returns may soon be a thing of the past.
The cost of returns is becoming so astronomical for retailers. Right now, they have no choice but to pass that cost on to the consumer.
One reason for the new return fees is an increase in what's called bracketing. That's when a consumer buys the same clothes in several different sizes and colors with plans to return what they no longer want. The National Retail Federation reports $218 billion worth of online purchases were returned in 2021. That is more than double the amount in 2020. As a result, some major retailers are now adjusting their return policies, including H&M, which is now testing a return fee in certain places.
No. No, 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 no. No. To charge people for returns. If I want to make a rash decision on a whim and then change my mind, I shouldn't have to pay a price for it. That's the whole point of America, huh? That's what this great nation is about. You can make decisions. I think I'd look good in this jacket. You know what? Never mind. I think I'd look good in Iraq. You know what? Never mind. And you know who I blame for this? I blame the Democrats. Yeah. They should have codified the right to free returns when they had a supermajority. You could have done it, Nancy. I don't want to lose free internet returns. Because you realize what that means. That means we're going to have to go back to the old way. Now, you remember the old way? Where if you wanted to return a shirt, you'd have to drive all the way to the store, you'd have to wait in line, and then have to look the cashier in the eye and try to convince them that the shirt was already burnt when you bought it. Balenciaga made it like this! Actually, you know what? I blame the clothing stores for all these returns in the first place. Yeah. We wouldn't be forced to order all these different sizes if each clothing store didn't choose to have their own sizing system. In some stores, oh, you're a medium. Then you go to another store. Now you're a six. Then in some stores, they're like, if you're usually a medium, you probably want to go with a large. Then just call it a large. Our sizes run small. Then why don't you make that a medium? What are you doing? Can you imagine if I owned a pizza store and you ordered a large pie and then I came out with one slice and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, our pies run small. I bet you now that conversation would end with a championship slap fight. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to break, let's check in on traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
Come on. Get out of there. Get out of there, Cal. Get out of there, Cal. There you go, Cal. Get up out of that. Get up out of that, boy. Get up out of that. Ruffing them folks. There you go. Dip, dog. Yeah.
Roy, what are you doing?
Traffic. That's some of the traffic that was happening.
I feel like you're watching a cow. Is that cow being chased by the cops? What's happening there?
I don't know, but I'm rooting for him. He's been running for. We'll do the rest of the traffic. But before I get to the rest of the traffic, man, let's just talk a little bit about this whole. Giving the money to the Girl Scouts.
It's an amazing story, right, Mackenzie? That $86 million.
Yes, it's good to give away $86 million, but to the Girl Scouts, they be making money pimping them cookies. They good. You need to give the money to the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts the one need the money. They've been selling popcorn for decades, and they still broke. They broke. The Boy Scouts need some money for R&D. They need to research some new shit to sell. They can make some money. You know, the Boy Scouts need to start selling them e-cigarettes. That'll make some money. if the Boy Scouts sold e-cigs in Girl Scout cookie flavors.
Wait,
bitch. A Do-Si-Do flavored jewel? Come on, dog. Everybody love a Thin Mint. If you could smoke a Thin Mint, you telling me you wouldn't smoke a Thin Mint? But, you know, that's cool. Mackenzie Scott want to give the money to the Girl Scouts. That's cool. They be giving money to all the little individual troops, millions of dollars. That's the new lick. I started me a Girl Scout troop.
Wait, you mean like you have one?
Yeah, she gonna give away some more money, and I'm gonna be right there ready. I'm gonna be ready. I did the paperwork already. Let me talk to her. Which is the camera? Right there. Madam Mackenzie, how you doing? I'm Roy Wood Jr., Girl Scout Troop Leader 6235J. Nah, my Venmo's supposed to be up here, if you see me. They'll add it later, I guess.
No, we're not gonna add it. Roy, just do the traffic, please. Stop asking Mackenzie Scott for money on the show.
I'm gonna do the traffic. You know what, man? Also, shout out to Anime Wong. Shout out to Anime Wong, man. That's an Asian on the money.
It's an Asian on the money,
which is cool. That's a nice place to start. But why would you put them on a quarter? Put them on a dollar bill. Put somebody on a dollar bill. Let's be real. Let's be real about this shit. When the last time you used a quarter? When the last time you used a quarter? Soda machine? Payphone? Only time people use a quarter is a laundromat and a strip club. Everybody know that. That's when you... TV.
No, wait. I get the laundry. Why would you use...
Don't ask me nothing about that on TV. What I'm saying is, good for Anna Mae, because finally we got some more minority representation on American money just in time for Apple Pay.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of money, also, this whole return fee nonsense for the clothes
the
and all of that.
The shipping thing, right?
Yeah. I don't think people should be having to pay these return fees.
Thank you, Roy.
You want to take something back, them fees add up. I've been returning clothes for years. That's everything I perform in TV, that shit go right back. Like, I'm not even lying to you right now. Like, 02, 03, 04, bro, I was starving, dog. I would do Conan. Every time I did Conan O'Brien, I would take that shit right back to Macy's. And it was perfect. It was perfect, too, because, like, in L.A., you could go to Macy's at 10 o'clock in the morning, you get your outfit for Conan. Conan rehearse at 2, they shoot at 5, you done by 6, you back at Macy's by 7:30, return your shit. Then, you at the house watching yourself perform in clothes you don't even own no more. That's the move, man, because also these return fees add up, and I don't think we understand, like, how unfair it is to charge somebody money to get back some of their money. You can't do that to people. Circuit City used to do that shit to me back in the day with cameras. Back in the day with Circuit City, because like I would buy a camera for $50, I'd keep it for a couple days, use it for a couple shows, and then you go back and they want a $50 restocking fee, which I didn't have because two of the shows canceled, so now I'm broke. So now I got to go out and donate plasma 4 days in a row just to make back the fee, which is illegal, by the way. You're only supposed to donate plasma twice a week, supposed to take a day off in between, drink fluids, but I ain't have time for that shit because I had to pay the restocking fee. So I would do all of that just to get the $50 to return the camera.
Right.
You never,
wait.
They sold their body for money. They understand what I'm talking about.
What did you need a camera for so badly that you were willing to do all of that?
I had to make the audition tape to get on Conan O'Brien.
Okay, that seems dead. Are you healthy now? Did that affect you?
No, man, I feel pretty good for the most part.
All right, well, let's get to the traffic then.
Okay, I mean, I would get to the traffic, but I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. I gotta get to Macy's right quick. I gotta get up to 57th Street.
Roy Moore Jr., everybody.
34th Street.
All right, I gotta go. When we come back, I'll be talking to the legendary Brandi Carlile, so don't go away.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and musician. She's here to talk about her new deluxe album, In the Canyon Haze, which is available right now. Please welcome Brandi Carlile. The show.
Hi, well, thank you for having me. Wow, look at this.
Wow, look at this is us looking at you.
Yeah.
That's what the wow, look at this is. Because I never got to tell you this in person. You know, we're all working at the Grammys, but you put on, hands down, one of the greatest live performances human beings have ever witnessed. It was phenomenal. I hope everybody told you this, just like everywhere you went.
Thank you.
Because No, because here's the thing. You're a legend. You've been nominated for countless Grammys. You've won tons of Grammys, but you are a consummate performer. And it feels like every performer wants to perform with you for that reason. You know, everybody from Elton John all the way through to Joni Mitchell, legends go, oh, Brandi Carlile. I'd love to know what that feels like for you.
Well, it all comes from them, you know, it does. And they've sort of taught me through the years pretty much everything I know about performing. And the cool thing with the Grammys is that, you know, it didn't happen to me when I was so young that I wouldn't be able to really seize the moment. I felt really ready for that moment.
Interesting.
And I knew, I was like, man, I'm nearly 40. Like, I've got to do this right now. You know, I've got to take this moment and make it mean something in my life for me and my family, you know.
You have had a journey that many of your fans have said is long overdue. They've gone, why isn't Brandi getting her credit? Why isn't she more successful? We love her so much. The industry has definitely caught up. You know, the world has definitely caught up. But you do talk about this, how you achieved fame a little later than some musicians who were at 16, 17, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that prepared you better for the place that you're in now?
Yeah, I do. I'm really grateful for that, you know? And it's funny, it's like, I mean, it literally is singing for a living, so it's probably the greatest job in the world at whatever level you're at.
Right.
And I think I always felt like I was making it and like I was making an impact. But it's definitely taken a turn, you know, that I am emotionally prepared for because mm-hmm. I'm old enough to, like, handle it. But it's happened for some of my heroes, too. Bonnie Raitt's career was kind of that way, and she's, like, somebody I really look up to, just how she's conducted herself throughout her career in life, yeah.
When you blow up at a certain stage in art, there's always the balance between maintaining how your fans knew you and loved you,
yeah,
and then catering to the masses who now want to enjoy in the art that you're creating. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you've been able to create that balance for yourself? Do you still have the intimate Brandi Carlile and then like the giant shows?
I mean, I'm so obsessive. I don't really even know how to cater to the fans that love me, you know?
Like,
my desires
that.
Are still so strong to pursue my own heroes. And
I really love that.
My love of entertainment, that I just am like a little too obsessive to be able to see outside of that, to really know how to cater, you know? But not in a way like that I'm saying, like, I'm too much of an artist for that.
No, because I care
what people think.
No.
I just don't know how to do it.
that's fascinating because, you know, I think it was David Bowie who said something similar. He said something to the effect of, you know, don't play to the rafters. Remember why you started playing, essentially, you know? And it's the idea of creating for yourself for the joy that you first had. And then that's, you know, I mean, that's essentially why the people became fans. You've got a new album that is out now, and you've done something that few artists would dare to do, and that is you've remade an album that was critically acclaimed, many regarded as one of the more perfect albums. I'd love to know why.
I mean, there's so many different versions of a song that can exist, and when you're an artist, like, they exist in your head whether you get a chance to record them or not, like, at any given time. But you've got an album, you've got one shot, that song's gonna have one life, and it's gonna be heard one way.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do this album as a revision of, like, well, what would In These Silent Days have sounded like if it was in Laurel Canyon in the early 1970s? Like, what would we do? Would there be 4, 5, 6 part harmony? Would we have strings and lushness and mellotrons and steel guitars? And you know, we just did this. We did this at home, you know, for the love of it, for as a labor of love, because we wanted to hear what our album would sound like in that way. I mean, I still think that In These Silent Days is the right thing. That's the album I wanted to make, but mm-hmm. I loved making that one.
You tell very personal stories in the album. Some of them feel like they happened to you, or they feel like everyone feels like they happened to them. You know, you connect with people in the storytelling of your music. And yet, every time I've seen you talk about your music, it feels like you don't take credit for it, but you give credit to this larger idea of artists who've inspired you and what they've created, and you're part of it. And it's this beautiful, humble attitude that you have about music itself. It's almost like you treat it like it's magic that just comes down and is infused within you. I'd love to know, when you talk about mimicking and the artists that inspire you, like, how do you see music that maybe other people don't?
Well, I mean, I do see myself as an artist, and I'm proud of myself mm-hmm. as a songwriter, especially as a singer. So it's not like a humble brag or anything, but I am like a fan. Like, so, like, I'm the kind of fan, like, I waited outside your tour bus for an autograph.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of knew where you lived. Like, I had...
We're going from Stalker to Fan. Okay,
what
okay.
What school you went to, what year you were born. Like, I'm that kind of fan.
And but you wouldn't go to the house.
No, I wouldn't go to the house. Okay. I would stop short of that.
All right, fan knows
because
the information.
Because I didn't get my driver's license until I was 20, but. But I know artists, like, molecularly, I'm interested, that goes beyond just music, you know?
Wow.
And so I just never grew out of that, even though it's my job now, and I know there are people that feel that way about me. It doesn't scare me.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel that way about my heroes. They're just kind of letting me hang out with them for some reason. And it's probably the greatest honor of my life. Don't tell my kids.
I really love that. I really, really love that because it comes across.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is that your heroes are fans of you. One of the most amazing moments people have ever seen in their lives was when Joni Mitchell, one of the greatest of all time, just truly one of the greatest of all time, came out on stage. You surprised people with her performance. Everyone thought Joni wasn't going to perform anymore. You know, we know that she almost lost her life and she's fought to come back. And then here she was on stage performing, and it was with you. I mean, that is history being made. You know, do you ever pinch yourself and go like, I'm part of this?
I still can't believe that happened. It was just a few months ago, you know, and the fact that it was at Newport Folk Festival, which is such a monumental and historic place. She always has a plan. She knows what she wants to do, even if she doesn't say it. We didn't know she was gonna do that. We thought it was a jam. We didn't know that she was gonna sing all the leads on those songs. She just started singing. We rehearsed the songs ourselves. And we didn't know whether we should stop or what we should do, you know? So we just sang with her. And then it turns out she completely took over the show and became the performer that we all know that she is.
Yeah.
And I mean, we didn't go to sleep that night. We stayed up till the sun came up. Just loving,
that's phenomenal.
Loving what happened. And Joni flat out loves to perform, and she's awesome at it. She's every good at it, as the good at it is now.
Right,
she ever
right.
Was. Yeah.
So, you know, when those types of moments happen, you know, everyone goes, "Oh, you should have been there. You'll never get to see it again." But I've heard a little whisper that maybe something might happen.
Yeah, we get to talk about this right now. So, after Newport, Joni said, "I want to do another show." She said, "I want to play again." And we got to thinking about it, and we decided on a venue, which is the Gorge out in Washington State.
No way.
George Washington, the Gorge. Yes, you want to play there? It's one of the most beautiful venues in the world. It's like, it's called Echoes Through the Canyon. I'm going to play the first night. Joni and the Joni Jam are going to play the second night.
No way.
I'm going to open up. Yep. And it's June 9th and 10th out at the Gorge. Joni Mitchell is going to play. You haven't been able to buy a ticket. No one's been able to buy a ticket to see Joni Mitchell play in 20 years. So this is enormous. And she's so excited because it's close to Canada and some of her Canadian fans.
Right.
So it's just, I can't believe it's happening, but it's happening. And she is going to crush it. So if you can get there.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get the tickets, wow, that's going to be intense. After the break, we're going to have a performance of yours from the new album. And it's interesting because the title of the track really hit home for me. You know, it's You and Me on the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of just like, you know, Bible study with my mom. There's
exactly.
Like always like the rock,
it's
you
like
know, the foundation
thing.
That you build, you know, a house on versus the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And you grew up in a very religious household, didn't you?
Well, I don't know if it was a household, but I found religion around me, you know? It was kind of in the extremities of my family and some a bit in my household. And then I sort of found it later on in life in my own way and it sort of came up with my own way to practice my faith. But the concept of You and Me on the Rock has been with me since I was about 6 years old, mm-hmm. you know, going to Sunday school and singing Build Your House on a Rock.
I love that you say practice it in my own way, you know, because you've talked a little bit about this, but one of the many aspects of you that makes you so inspiring and phenomenal in many people's eyes is that you've blazed a trail, you know, you grew up, as you say, in a religious environment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you are proudly gay, you know, and people go, wait, Brandy, but it's religion. And then country music has also had its issues with that, you know, just like some other genres like rap, etc.
Sure.
When you're performing and when you're putting your heart out there and you're putting your life out there,
mm-hmm.
are you doing that as catharsis, or are you doing that to help so many of the other people who've had the journey that you've had in your life?
Definitely both. I can't not do it. I don't know how to not do it since, you know, since I can remember. I have to do that. I have to be in front of an audience and create, whether they like it or not, and to exist, you know. But also, I do know how impactful it is because, like I told you, I'm the girl that waits outside your tour bus I was so impacted. I needed that. Particularly, I needed queer icons as a rural, queer, religious kid. So, you know, when I sing You and Me on the Rock, it's a take on a Sunday school lesson, and I know that, you know, it's about me marrying the love of my life, my wife, Catherine, and having these two little girls, and I know that that's not exactly what Sunday school had in mind for me, but I do think it's what God had in mind for me.
And I love that. I love that. I cannot wait to do this. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Thank you for being here. I really, really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Everybody, Brandi Carlile, In the Canyon Haze is available now.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's our show for tonight, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you, please consider supporting the Violence Intervention Program in New York City. They work within Latino communities to end domestic and sexual violence by providing emergency shelter, advocacy for long-term economic stability, and healing for survivors and their children. So if you want to support their work, then please donate at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there. And remember, if you need some extra cash to pay for your returns, just ask a Girl Scout.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.